Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. So how may I help you?
I just get the message some money was taken from my account, and if you want to get it back, press number 2. And I did press number 2, and I heard your voice.
Yes, sir, you're right. So actually it is a confirmation call, sir. Because today morning 6 o'clock, you had tried to purchase the gift card, cost you $299. So you want to place your order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
I want to cancel and find back my money.
All right. So I'm just going to help you for the cancellation process. It's an online. And if anyone is debited, I will refund back your money. So you need to put me on a speaker mode, loud speaker mode.
Yes, I got it, yes.
All right, and the phone which you're using right now, sir, it's an Android or iPhone, which one?
I'm sorry, could you say again, please?
Sir, the phone which you're using right now, it's an Android or iPhone?
Yes, that's correct.
It's an iPhone, Android. Right? Android, all right.
iPhone, Android, yes.
Open the Play Store application. Open the Play Store app.
But what you want to find out?
So I will guide you step by step. I will guide you step by step how you will get the cancellation ID number. And with the help of that number, I will going to generate the cancellation form and ID. All right? So you need to open the Play Store application.
Oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm very not much good with a mobile phone. I can talk, but I don't know how to do it. What do you ask me?
Okay. So you do one thing, sir. What can you see on your screen right now?
Just a date, 3rd of March, 2023.
It's a locked screen?
Yes, it's only nothing there, nothing else.
Okay, it's locked. So unlock your phone first. Unlock your phone.
I don't know how to do it. I just can't talk, you know, and I don't know how to unlock it.
Okay. So while unlock your phone, sir, you use your Face ID? Or a fingerprint? Or any password?
You need the password, yes. You need the password.
Yeah, put the password. Put the password over there and unlock your phone.
Okay, I can say, I cannot, I don't know how to put it, but I can say the password, yes.
Yes. Put it over there?
No, I don't know how to do it because I can use the say with my mouth, but not, yes.
You can't do it right now?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. Just hold a line. All right, let me transfer your call to the senior manager. Just hold a line. Don't hang up, okay? Let me speak to my manager what to do.
Thank you.
You can talk your phone by your voice, right?
Yes.
It's an iPhone or Android, which one?
It's just normal mobile phone.
It's not an Android, big screen one?
No, it's a medium size. It's a medium
size. It's a keypad one?
I think it's a Telstra Telstra provide the Telstra.
Telstra phone, right? Telstra phone.
Android. I bought it from the Telstra shop.
Telstra phone, Android one, right?
I don't know if it's Android or not, but I purchased in a Telstra shop.
Okay, hold the line. Let me speak to my manager. Okay, just hold the line.
Okay, thank you.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am still here.
Yes, sir. You spoke to my manager, okay? I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. So please hold the line, all right, sir?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. It's my duty. Just hold the line.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex Wilson. I'm from the anti-fraud department and I'm the senior manager. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you for your call.
Good to hear that, sir. So I do believe my previous colleague was explained to you each and everything regarding this call and she was polite to you?
Yes, she was polite to me.
That's good, sir. Now, I just got a report that there are some fraud activities that are trying to be done under your details on our platform eBay, and you are getting the cancellation, but you are facing some technical problem getting the Play Store app on your phone. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So just give me a moment. All right. Now, exactly what can you see on your phone screen? Please let me know, sir, so that I can guide you.
I haven't got a screen on my phone. I got a very simple phone. I can only talk on my phone.
Okay. Like, do you use internet in this phone?
No, I don't know. I'm too old. I'm 82 years old. I never use internet. I don't know what is internet.
Okay. All right. And do you have any computer or a laptop, sir, in which you have used internet before?
No, I don't know what is internet, and I never had any computer in my life.
All right, sir. What I'm going to do, I'm going to cancel the charges from my end, okay? As because you don't have any kind of online devices with you, we are going to go through the offline procedure. Now, can you just confirm me, sir, when was the last time you used your debit card for making any payment?
Oh, I would say last time was probably maybe 5 or 8 days ago, just roughly when I was doing shopping.
Okay, all right, sir. And do you have any rough idea what is the current balance you are having in your debit card on your account?
Yes, the balance is, I think, up to end of this year.
Yeah, I'm asking you, do you have any rough idea what is the current balance you have in your account?
I would say current is probably $18,500.
All right, it's $18,500. And you only have that card with you, or you use any other credit card or debit card as well?
No, I only use one. That's
okay.
Simple.
All right, and with which bank you have that debit card, sir?
It's they call it Mastercard. Mastercard.
Yes, and with which bank you have that card? Like Commonwealth, ANZ, NAB, St. George, Westpac, which bank?
It's ANZ. ANZ.
It's from the ANZ, right?
Yes.
Okay, just be on the line, sir. Let me talk to the accounts department, all right? Just be on the line, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And the phone you're talking to me right now, sir, which brand phone you're using? Like, is that an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone, sir?
No, it's a normal Telstra phone, which I purchased in Telstra shop.
All right.
Yes, that's very simple.
Okay. All right. And is it a screen touch phone? You're using a screen touch phone?
Well, I don't know, but it's I can talk with it, but I cannot do anything else.
All right, sir. I understand. And do you have internet in this phone?
No, I don't know what is the internet. I don't know.
All right, sir. You just give me a moment, sir. Let me talk to my accounts team so that I can get the initiates. What are the security steps we need to do, okay? Give me a moment.
Thank you.
And please, can you help me out with your postcode, sir? Your postal code?
2547.
2547, right?
Yeah.
All right, just give me a moment, okay?
Thank you.
And can you please help me out with your full address, sir, once?
Can you say again, because I didn't
listen. Can you confirm your full address, your residential address? Confirm it to me.
But what's the point, you know, you called me about somebody take the...
Yes, someone was trying to do some fraud transaction under your details from overseas, right? So right now we are securing your information from our end so that in future you don't receive any kind of fraud charges on your account. So we're going to help you out with that, okay? Please confirm your full address once.
Well, I'm a bit worried about it, because if I will give you so many details...
No, you're not giving me so many details, sir. You're giving me your postal, your residential address, so that we can verify your identity, right? It's just a verification we are doing for you, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit worried about it. I have to finish that call.
Okay.